From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The Trump administration has warned North Korea that any threats to the United States or its allies will be met with a, quote, overwhelming military response. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports that comments by three administration officials on Sunday followed North Korea's latest underground nuclear test.
After briefing President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence at the White House, Defense Secretary James Mattis delivered a strong message to North Korea about its provocative actions.
We are not looking to the total annihilation of a country, namely North Korea. But as I said, we have many options to do so.
President Trump, in a tweet, called Pyongyang's latest action hostile and dangerous. He said he's considering an economic boycott of any country doing business with North Korea, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's preparing a new round of sanctions. The UN Security Council is expected to hold an emergency meeting on North Korea Monday morning. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
The mayor of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that his city, the fourth largest in America, is, quote, open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. He told CBS Television's Face the Nation on Sunday, anyone who was planning on a conference or a convention or a sporting event or a concert coming to this city, you can still come. We want you to still come. We can do multiple things at the same time. On Sunday, firefighters began a controlled burn of the remaining trailers of toxic materials at the Arkema chemical plant in Crosby, Texas, near Houston. This is VOA News. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga says his coalition would not share power. He spoke 2 days after the Supreme Court annulled presidential election results, citing irregularities. Odinga spoke at a church service in Nairobi, said his power would not, his party that is, would not share power with thieves. The incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta similarly said a day earlier that his Jubilee party would not share power with the opposition. He also lashed out at Supreme Court judges who responded on Sunday, calling Kenyatta's remarks, quote, an assault on the judiciary. Cambodian opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested Sunday on an espionage charge, accused of conspiring with a foreign power to harm the country, according to a government statement. Kem Sokha's daughter tweeted, Kem Sokha and all bodyguards were taken away by 100 to 200 police without warrant after they raided his home. We don't know where they took him. The Cambodian government said Kem Sokha, the leader of the Cambodia National Rescue Party, had been charged with espionage based on his comments in a video broadcast by the private Cambodian Broadcasting Network based in Melbourne, Australia. Al-Shabaab militants carried out a suicide car bombing on a Somali military base, killing at least 7 soldiers north of the main city of Kismayo. Officials said militants detonated 2 suicide car bombs at a military checkpoint before heavily armed militants attacked the base early Sunday. A spokesman for the Jubaland Regional Administration told VOA Somali more than 10 other soldiers were wounded in the Dawn attack. The Al-Shabaab militant group claimed killing 26 government troops and seizing vehicles and weapons. And Russia is demanding that the United States rethink its order to close 3 Russian diplomatic facilities, calling the closing a, quote, hostile act. It said, we consider what has happened as a gross violation of international law by the United States. In a statement on Sunday, the foreign ministry in Moscow said, we call on the American authorities to come to their senses and immediately return the Russian diplomatic properties or all blame for the continuing degradation in our relations lies on the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the VOA World News Headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.